Congressman John Murtha of Pennsylvania, a Vietnam veteran who served 37 years in the U.S. Marines, active duty and reserve, and almost as long in Congress, has said that the U.S. cannot accomplish a victory in Iraq militarily and that their presence there is impeding progress. Mr. Murtha has called for Marine retrenchment to the periphery of Iraq, a quick reaction force in the region, and diplomacy to ensure security and stability. There have been plenty of political attacks and counterattacks since then, but we'd like to get a reaction to this actual plan. Mike Heidingsfield has been in Iraq for the past year training Iraqi police, and he joins us from member station WKNO in Memphis. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
First, I understand you've had a very rough week in Iraq.
We have personally. One of my team was struck by an IED at the Assassin's Gate entrance to the Green Zone, and three of my men were killed, two South African and one Angolan. And it's just a reminder of the perpetual cycle of violence that seems to be in place and the fact that the insurgents can still act with relative impunity, and they choose the place and times.
What do you think about Congressman Murtha's statement that the U.S. cannot win this militarily?
Well, I would my response would be in the context of somebody who spent 30 years in the United States Air Force, both active duty and reserve. In a traditional sense, it cannot be won militarily. Because the moving pieces are so very, very complicated. You have the issue of secular strife, the religious issues, clearly the foreign extremism that's now come over what are really porous borders for the nation of Iraq. And so any traditional definition of military victory, I think, has gone by the wayside.
Now, it was General George Casey who said, and I believe this is a quote, "The perception of occupation in Iraq is a major driving force behind the insurgency."
I would certainly concur with him 100%. Now, the Iraqi security forces with whom I've had the privilege and the honor to serve are, by and large, very supportive of our presence and very apprehensive about any discussion of our departure. But once you get beyond that community and you talk to the people of the nation of Iraq, my sense is that they clearly have a sense of occupation, and that if we could return their infrastructure to them, water, sewage, electricity, power, oil production, that they would be satisfied that we had done all we needed to do.
It's interesting. Senator Barack Obama of Illinois gave a big speech this week. Now, he, of course, was an opponent of U.S. intervention in Iraq, but he said that he was worried that a precipitous withdrawal might essentially turn Iraq over to al-Qaeda. How do you feel about that?
I don't think there is such a thing as a precipitous withdrawal, because logistically, I don't believe that can be done. And I would think if it could, if you'd said somebody, the last one out, turn off the lights and close the door, I think that would be a very, very bad decision. But logistically, that's not what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. If the Iraqi security forces can be prompted to continue to step up at an accelerated pace, that the level of violence will be no greater than it is today, and perhaps by our not being present and kind of catalyzing that cycle of violence, the Iraqis are much more likely to try to deal with their own issues, because historically they have not been extremists who lent themselves to violence.
Do you have is it your own personal experience or the surmise you have to make as a law enforcement officer that there are a lot of foreign fighters in Iraq, and would lessening the U.S. troop presence lessen their presence?
I think, yes, in answer to your question. My sense is, and I would not get into the details of this other than to say that in the aftermath of many of the attacks that my group has personally sustained, our investigations have revealed foreign fighters at work. So there is no question that we have drawn them in, if you will. And whether it's by design or simply by happenstance, we've now created this this battleground between us and them.
And would that be affected one way or another by withdrawal of U.S. troops in large measure?
You know, I have to believe that it would, because they purport continuously to be there in order to oppose the infidels and expel the occupiers. So clearly, we're first and foremost in their minds. Now, having said all that, let me be clear that we should never capitulate to these people. They are fundamentally evil. They clearly have the destruction of the United States on their mind, and we should fight them in every way possible. But we just need to be smart about how we do it.
Mike Hidingsfield, who trains Iraqi police under a State Department contract. Mike, thanks for being back with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.